Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Forget Ozempic because Delta Burke reveals that she has tried crystal meth for weight loss. This is an actress who was really big in the 80s. And she says that, you know, if she wanted to drop a couple of pounds, she just would do the drugs.
Now, nobody knew about crystal meth at the time. And so she said, here it is. You chop it up. You snort it. I said, I don't want to snort it. So I put it in cranberry juice and drink it. And I thought, well, this looks good. And it was before I go to work on Filthy Rich.
With crystal meth inside it.
Yeah. And wouldn't eat for 5 days. And they were still saying, your butt's too big. Your legs are too big. And I now look back at those pictures and go, I was a freaking goddess.
Who's interviewing her?
I got this from our platform where they don't tell us where.
Guys, that doesn't seem like, I mean, maybe they were so uncomfortable that they laughed. It's one of those uncomfortable laughs, but I feel like somebody telling you that they were using a hard drug like crystal meth to lose weight isn't really a laughing matter.
Well, I mean, it was fact back in the day. I mean, people did know what it was. I lived through it.
No, I'm saying like, yeah, even then. Then if you somebody told you that, you wouldn't laugh. And now as she's relaying the story, it just seems, and I can only think as a person who's interviewed a lot of people, she must have been so uncomfortable that sometimes you just nervously laugh because you don't know, you don't really know what to say. Kind of like that guy when Kanye was telling him he's a god, right?
Right.
And you just like, you don't know what to do, so you just kind of laugh along or whatever. It came across very odd.
Yeah, let me adjust this real quick. It was from her own podcast, the Glamorous Trash Podcast, which is, I think cranberry juice and crystal meth, you know, glamorous trash. Makes a lot of sense, right?
You lose weight and you're not going to get a UTI. What a time to be alive in the 80s.
Let's just say the Burt Show doesn't condone. Here's our PSA for the day. Don't use crystal meth to lose weight. Boom, boom, boom.
There you go.
Yeah, real against drugs.
There you go.
Okay, so you know I'm really against reboots, but I feel like recently I've been like, I've had to eat my words because there's been a lot of reboots that have come out where I'm like, oh, I actually really do want to see that, and so now I feel kind of bad that I've come out and said no reboots because if this doesn't go through, I'm gonna be kind of sad. But there's a potential The Office reboot that has already started. Allegedly casting some A-listers like Donald Gleason, who plays one of the Weasleys in Harry Potter. He's in like so many movies. You would know his face, but not his name. He's got red hair. He was in About Time with Rachel McAdams.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies.
Right?
I know who you're talking about.
Yes. So it's like, he has the best career because he's been in so many amazing movies. Again, Harry Potter, a couple of other things, but if you just saw him on the street, you'd be like, oh, I know that guy. And you'd probably leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. His dad for the Harry Potter stands is Mad-Eye Moody in Harry Potter.
Oh, no way.
Brendan Gleeson is a very famous acting family. He's also in Black Mirror. And more recently, if you're a Star Wars fan, he plays one of the evil Star Wars captains with red hair.
I seriously almost called you the other day because my goddaughter is having a birthday party soon and it's Harry Potter themed. And I don't know the first thing about freaking Harry Potter.
And I'm away. What did you send us the other day? You sent us like a Voldemort thing on Instagram.
Yeah. So somebody was watching Harry Potter and there is something now with your TV that you can hook it up to your lights. So when something happens on the TV, like somebody in Harry Potter shot something out of a wand, it was green, and the lights in your house went green.
Whoa.
And like the lights in the house correspond with your television. So like if you were watching Star Wars and the red lightsaber came on, a red light would come off from like from your TV and from your house, and it would be like...
Oh, cool. That's fly.
That is so cool. Actually looked really hella cool, but it was Harry Potter, so I sent it to Cassie and Abby because I'm like, you know, they're Potterheads or whatever.
It's fun. It's fun and seizure inducing at the same time.
It was slashing like that.
Do y'all think The Office lasts the test of time? Because I really feel like I need to sit down and watch it at some point.
Yes.
It does and it doesn't. There are some problematic episodes that definitely would not be able to air today. Steve Carell, who plays the lead. Uh-huh.
The HR episode would not be able to be played anymore. You'll love it.
Yeah,
okay,
it's hella funny.
All right, I keep hearing it.
It's like that uncomfortable funny. Like there are some like I can't even watch the screen because it's so uncomfortable. What's happening?
But I'm here for that.
Yeah, Michael Scott's highly, highly problematic and inappropriate.
You will love it.
All right, I'm on it.
The Office for me is like Friends, where everybody quotes things from it, so I know quotes and I know specific episodes, but I have never sat down to watch an entire episode of The Office. I know I love Jim Halpert, and that's about it, and I've seen a couple of clips on TikTok that have gone viral, but I can't make myself sit down because there's just so many seasons, it feels overwhelming.
Same.
If there was one episode you would recommend, Cassie?
Oh my God, let me think, because I just
like
started...
Jillian seasons.
I just started rewatching it myself because I love it so much.
I'm telling you, the HR one is
the
HR one. Oh my God, it's so offensive.
The dinner party. You have to watch the dinner party episode.
I would say the CPR episode.
Oh, that's
every time it gets me. I'm staying alive. But Dwight at the end, when he turns around, you gotta watch it. If you know, you know.
It is still funny.
I'm very funny.
Okay, Megan Thee Stallion's getting sued by her former photographer. He says he was forced to watch her. Get it on. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.